Hey guys, it's Nick from Game Time. Thanks for listening to our podcast and stream online and on the app. Just remember, it's still radio, 1620 The Zone AM radio. So please remember, all the time you spend listening to 1620 The Zone AM radio, remember, 1620 The Zone AM radio. $11.58 here on a Monday. Gorgeous outside today. Gorgeous out there. College World Series, Championship Series gets cracked tonight. See if Michigan can finish this thing off. Be quite a story if the Wolverines are your college baseball national champs. I mean, unbelievable. 402-951-1620. You can email Equitable Bank Zone Inbox, nick@1620thezone.com. Hit me on Twitter at Nick Baugh. We're inside the Next Gen Mel Medical Clinic Zone Studios. I was listening last week. I was listening to Sip and Josh out at the Omaha Baseball Village. And they were touching on Nebraska and the importance of winning close games. And if you it was an interesting conversation, and you know, Nebraska's gonna likely find themselves in a bunch of one score games, right? And oftentimes the difference between a successful season and a bad one is how you fare in those games. Unless you're like the elite of the elite, like Bama and Clemson, where you're kind of just hammering people every game, you know. Oftentimes, for the rest of us, how you fare in close games matters. You know what's another good example of this? Creighton basketball last year. Creighton basketball isn't Duke or, you know, Nova of years past where they're just crushing people. They found themselves in a lot of close games. Creighton couldn't find a way to win a lot of those close games. If Creighton does, they would have gone to the tournament and been a pretty good seed, but they didn't. They went to the NIT. But with Nebraska football, they're right now one of those teams that isn't talented enough to hammer people, and they find themselves in a lot of close games. And Nebraska has really struggled in tight games. And how about this? I looked this up this morning. Nebraska in games decided by 7 points or less. Their record the last 5 years is 9-18. Think about it. I want you to really let that sink in for a second. Past 5 years, games decided by 7 points or less. 7 points or less. Nebraska's record is 9-18. Last year, they were 1-5. 2017, Nebraska was 2-4 in games decided by 7 points or less. 2016, they were 3-1. 2015, they were 1-5. 2014, 2-3. Not good. Yikes. Right? Nebraska is 9-18 the past 5 years in games decided by 7 points or less. And I thought, okay, well, how does that compare to some other teams? And so I started looking up, and I decided the team to look at. So I looked at Wisconsin, and they weren't in that many close games. So I was like, I don't know if the. I figured I'd look at a team that had a similar amount of close games. So Nebraska played in 27 close games. Game set by 5 points or less past 5 years. The team I compared them to had played in 28, right? So pretty similar. And I looked at Northwestern. How about this? So again, Nebraska, 9-18 past 5 years in games set by 7 points or less. Northwestern, past 5 years, games decided by 7 points or less, they're 20-8. Once again, let that sink in for a second. Northwestern has been in 28 games the past 5 years, decided by 7 points or less. They won 20 of them. Nebraska has been in 27 games the last 5 years, decided by 7 points or less. They only won 9 of them. And listen, Northwestern isn't even the cream of the crop of the West, but they are the reigning champs in the division. And I know a lot of people kind of roll their eyes at Pat Fitzgerald and Northwestern and whatnot, but I mean, listen, past 5 years, they got a division title, they got 2 10-win seasons and a 9-win season. That's not bad. That's not bad. And so the question is, you know, you want to know why. Because of that stat, you look at that for Northwestern, that, you know, their ability to win close games is why they've won 10 games multiple times and they won the West Division crown. If Northwestern was bad in close games, they wouldn't have a West Division crown. They wouldn't win the way they've won. And Nebraska hasn't been able to seal the deal in some of those close games. And that's why their results have been what they've been, where you have multiple losing seasons, no division championships, back-to-back 4-8 years. And so you look at Nebraska right now, heading into 2019, they're going to be in a bunch of close games moving forward. They are. Because, again, Nebraska doesn't have the Clemson-Bama talent where they're just going to crush people. And then the other aspect of it, too, is the division is pretty solid. Wisconsin, Iowa, Northwestern, Purdue, you know, like pretty solid. Minnesota, pretty solid programs. Not a lot of cupcake techs where you're just going to hammer them. So, Nebraska, they want to hang a banner. They want to get to Indianapolis. They want to change their fortunes. They're going to find a way to win some of these close games. And to me, the ability to win close games comes down to five things for Nebraska. Now, the five things, this is a combination of Nebraska specifically and then some just eternal truths about football that apply to anybody winning close games. So, okay, the ability to win win close games for Nebraska comes down to these five things. Number one, the ability to run the football when you have to be able to run the football. You got to be able to close out games, running the ball, chewing clock, controlling possession. Nebraska has had issues with that at times. You know what? The 1 year that Nebraska won some close games, 2016, they were able to run the ball in ice games. They were 3-1 in games decided by 7 points or less that year. That's why they won 9 games. Imagine if they're 1-3, things are a whole lot different. But I think back to Colorado this past year, Northwestern this past year. Nebraska couldn't run the ball when they absolutely needed to. When it came right down to being able to line up and run the ball, chew clock, get first downs, control the football, they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. And that is huge. So that's number one. Number two, special teams. Now, oftentimes when we think close games, we always go to crunch time, right? What happens in the final 2 minutes of the game? Well, sometimes the ability to win close games are a culmination of things in the totality of the entire contest. And sometimes that comes down to field position, and it comes down to special teams. And Nebraska, especially last year, but even in years past, has been really bad in the special teams department. And that directly correlates to field position and obviously directly correlates to the kicking game. And sometimes one score games can come down to making your field goals, missing your field goals, whatever. Special teams are crucial in close games. The ability to pen a team deep, the ability to have a big return, the ability to knock down your field goals, absolutely massively important. That's number two. Number three, third down defense. To me, this is huge. And to me, this felt like it was a big issue last year. To win close games, you got to get stops, get the ball back to your offense. When you get a team to third down, especially a third and, you know, a third and six, a third and seven, a third and medium, third and long, right? You got to get off the field. How many times did it feel like Nebraska, whether it's Ohio State, Purdue, whoever, where you felt like Northwestern last year, where Nebraska got their opponent to third down in a close game, and you thought, okay, here we go, 3rd and 10, Nebraska going to get off the field, they're going to win this game, and all of a sudden, boom, they'd convert. Nebraska struggled with that a ton last year. You got to get off the field on third down. That is massive. So that's number four. Number four, quarterback play. I mean, so often we think about in close games the importance of having a guy back there that is a hell of a player. You know, I mean, you need a quarterback that can make big plays, make the clutch throws, and maybe more important than anything else, not make the back-breaking mistake. Have poise in big spots, be a good decision maker, throw accurately. I think Nebraska is about to have a great one in that regard for the next 3 years with Martinez. But obviously, quarterback play is huge in close games. And then number five would be confidence. You can roll your eyes at that if you want. But there is absolutely something to be said for everyone truly believing they are going to find a way to win. And then the opposite is true. There also is something to be said for that mental hurdle of not feeling like you're going to be able to figure out a way to get it done. Nebraska, to me, over the years, has had this vibe of, oh, God, we're going to screw this up. When are we going to screw this up? And they've just lacked the confidence in those spots. And that matters. And obviously, there is an element of chicken or the egg here. Like, what comes first? Confidence, then the close wins, or close wins, then having confidence? And I think it's a combination of the two. I'm always a guy that thinks you got to experience it to really achieve real confidence. I mean, you do. And I think Nebraska is still a work in progress searching there. I really do. Again, it goes back to the stat we had. Nebraska's 9-8 teams in games, 9-18 in games decided by 7 points or less the past 5 years. That sticks with you. And we brought up Northwestern. They're 20-8 in games decided by 7 points or less the past 5 years. That obviously sticks with you as well. So naturally, Northwestern has confidence in those moments. Where not only it allows you to relax because you can kind of, you can think back to, okay, we've been in this situation. We found a way to win. We've been here before. Everybody relax. So there you go. Nebraska, you can make case one of their biggest issues is their inability to win close games. That if they were better in close games, the last 5 years might have gone a lot different. In all reality, you know, I do this sometimes where it's like, whether it's individual games or a season where you go, show me this stat and I'll tell you who won. You know, if like Golden State, the Warriors, probably, show me their 3-point percentage and I'll tell you who won the game. In all reality, I'm serious when I say this. I could make an argument. Show me Nebraska's record next year in games decided by 7 points or less, and I'll tell you whether or not they won the West. Because let's be honest, when Iowa comes to town, Wisconsin comes to town, and Northwestern comes to town, and Ohio State comes to town, and you go to Purdue, and go to Minnesota, you know, a lot of those games are probably going to be 1-2-score games, probably one-possession games. And whether or not Nebraska's heading to Indianapolis or watching the Big Ten championship again, I think comes down to how you fare in games set up by 1 point or 7 points or less. So to me, you know, we always talk about like, what's the one stat that you feel like will tell the tale the most for, you know, you could talk about turnover margin and all those things. But I'm not so sure that it's not... What's Nebraska's record in games decided by 7 points or less? Whatever that is, will tell the tale of Nebraska's 2019 season. 402-951-1620. All right, about 20 minutes away from Mike Schaefer, Huskers 24/7 Sports. Verz going to stop by 1:30. We'll touch on this with Mr. Verz. But coming up next, you excited for it? You mark your calendar for it? Are you excited? I mean, it's tonight. Are you excited for it? I'll explain when we come back.